When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, actually, speaking of the Omaha Storm Chasers.
Storm Chasers, you gotta go.
Hey, that's outdated.
Oh, sorry.
That's outdated.
It's my favorite. Number one in my heart.
Josh, it's outdated. You get with the times.
Sorry. Vintage.
The Omaha Storm Chasers family. Exactly. Jackson Reitz was an Omaha Storm Chaser last year for 27 games. And where the Royals picked him up, and they assigned him to Omaha. He has been a minor leaguer for the better part of 10 years. Originally a third-round pick and a former, I believe, Nebraska commit in the 2014 MLB draft. Third-round pick by the Washington Nationals. Highly, touted kind of prospect type of guy. Hasn't turned out that way for Jackson Reitz out of Norris. But he made his first appearance with the San Francisco Giants last night. And he got a chance to have his first career home run on Sunday Night Baseball.
Wow.
That's right. Against the Phillies in all places. Hmm. Jackson Reitz goes deep, Josh.
Oh.
Why do we have to do this every time?
Because there's 47 things I got to hit. Also, the internet is lagging here in the building. Okay. Why don't you set it up again?
Here's Jackson Reitz.
2-1 pitch. Reitz blasts one to deep left field, and it is gone! His first Giants at bat, and Jackson Reitz takes a closer deep. Man, did he tattoo that ball. And we got a one-run game. It's 5-4.
And you notice he got booed.
And it did not
booed.
Look like Jackson Reitz
I love
was
that.
Fooled. It looked like
he certainly was not fooled. You can turn it off now. He certainly was not fooled.
No,
a fastball right down the middle. It did not fool anybody.
Hickman, stand up.
He had played two games with the Washington Nationals in 2021. He had two at-bats. He had a hit in his two at-bats, so that was not his first major league hit. So he had the smallest ever cup of coffee, not smallest ever, but, a very, very small cup of coffee, a shot of espresso, if you will, in the major leagues in 2021, but had been in the minor leagues for the last 10 years. First at bat with San Francisco, bang, home run on Sunday Night Baseball, and you get booed in Philly, and also all kids are named Jackson now.
Now, he doesn't spell his with a C.
No, J-A, he's a J-A-K-S-O-N guy.
That's right.
But he's still a Jackson.
That's right. That's why in the graphic, it still says Jackson update.
So, you could say that he's one of the best major leaguers of all time. Here's his major league stats.
Whoa.
He's hitting 667 as a major leaguer.
That's pretty good.
With a 667 on base percentage, a 2.000 slugging percentage.
That's very good.
A 2667 OPS.
Now, is MLB Network going to put his name on the quest for 400 with Luis Arraez?
Yeah. Now, if you did that over a career, you'd be a Hall of Famer, Josh.
What's
you'd be the greatest player of all time.
Comp.
Oh, I wonder if he has it. I don't think he gets that
yet.
Yeah,
I think there's probably a minimum, but.
Yeah. I don't think he quite gets that one yet, but.
He'll get there at this rate.
Well, I mean, at this rate, it's going to take him another 60 years, but he might put together like four 40 at-bats during that period of time. So, yeah. But congratulations to Jackson Reitz, former Omaha Storm Chasers, goes yard.
Awesome.
Last night. I want to get one more thing from you, Josh, before we adjourn here.
Oh, okay.
J.J. Watt would like your attention again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This guy.
So he is 35 and he did play for the Houston Texans. If you now know the Houston Texans are good, and D'Amico Ryans is their coach. J.J. Watt went on local radio in Houston and said the following. I'm a very fortunate, lucky man. I have a beautiful wife. I have a beautiful son. I have had 12 great years in the league, and I'm very thankful to have walked away healthy and playing great. He was asked a question about the resisting the temptation of unretiring, and he said, quote, I told D'Amico last year, I said, don't call unless you absolutely need it. But if you ever do call, I'll be there. Josh, thoughts?
Really weird that when the team said they needed you after the 2020 season when they were 4-12, you said, I'm going to go ring chase in Arizona, of all places. And now that the team is coming off.
Was that ring chasing?
That's the way it was labeled.
I don't.
By other,
that doesn't seem
that's
right.
A weird place to ring chase.
Not even J.J. Watt is dumb enough to go ring chasing in Arizona.
Poll question, do you go ring chasing in Arizona? But now that
the 2001 Diamondbacks.
That's right. 10-7 the Texans went last year.
They're good.
They're good. They're going to be the trendy pick to make the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl or something. And now
smirch Mahomes.
Now J.J. Watt is wanting to play the savior. Interesting that now body feels able to go through the hall of an NFL season, probably like half a season or a month or something.
Honestly, it seems like he's just begging. He's like, please, actually do call me.
Do call me.
He said, literally, I told D'Amico last year, I said, don't call me unless you absolutely need it. But if you do call, I will be there.
I will be there. I'd have something to bring home to the wife and consider.
I'll be there.
I'll be there. Amazing.
Watt said, quote, I very much don't want that ever to be the case, Watt said of the Texans needing him because of injuries. Quote, I hope everyone stays extremely healthy, wink, wink, and they dominate, wink, wink, and they don't need any other bodies, wink, wink, and I just get to watch and enjoy from the couch. But in case that situation ever does arise, you know, NFL players don't get hurt very often, but in case it does, I'll be there. Just call me. You guys have my number, right?
It's interesting that a man with the core values of J.J. Watt has told CBS, yes, I will work for you. I will be on your pregame show. I will work and work my heart out. I'll get up at 4 a.m. and chop wood for you, CBS, unless I get a better offer.
From the Texans to actually play football.
From the Houston Texans to win a Super Bowl. Or even win a playoff game that I could play in. Because that hasn't happened, but I think like one time.
Hmm. Oh, he's played more playoff games than that.
He has, but they haven't won very many.
No, they don't win very much, but they've played in a lot of playoff games. I mean, they were good for a long time.
Yeah, they were.
The Texans were.
They were. He was injured.
They were good over J.J.'s
well.
Career. He didn't, yeah. All right, so just thought I'd let that low-hanging fruit hang out there for you.
I appreciate you.
I'm actually kind of on your side on this one. It feels like a tension
also,
grabbing.
Also, we as the media need to be better about asking retired players.
Hey, you want to come back?
You going to come back?
Why do we keep doing that with Tom Brady?
Stop. Like, if you don't have anything else to ask the player, just let him go.
I mean, it does come up. Like, the first thing that I would ask a guy like that was, like, do you miss it?
Yeah, that's a better way
to
ask.
But if they ran themselves into it, then, you know, I'm not going to stop them.
Sure.
Right? We're not going to be like, hey, you want to unretire and come play football right now? Come on. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned it. Because I told D'Amico Ryans I'd answer if he ever called.
I'd pick up the phone.
All right, we'll be back. Poll questions, tell you what to watch on the other side in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.